This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
The globalists are coming out of the closet with their pedophilia, their Satan worship, and their world government in 2018. Trying to cover it up hadn't helped. So they have the Metro paper, the biggest paper in London. Millions a week go out. Let's look at their circulation. I know it's one of the biggest papers in the world. Publishing a sex manual on how to teach your kids how to have sex with images of little girls. I'm not going to even say on air the things they're doing. They pulled it down, though. It's been up for 2 days since the 31st, 2.5 days, but they pulled it right after we started covering it. Meanwhile, Swedish church worships gender-fluid Jesus. Jesus has feminine qualities, claims church officials. That's right. He is a hermaphrodite, basically, hermaphroditic. That's actually what the Satanists worship. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be covering that coming up. UN chief calls for unity against nationalism and so much more. And remember, next year's news today, we told you in 2016 that the New York Times was giving Hillary all of her talking points and warning her about stories because it was in the WikiLeaks. So was CNN, MSNBC. But Snopes said it wasn't true. Well, more came out by WikiLeaks on Friday. And it's totally confirmed it all in triplicate. Yet again, that's up on InfoWars.com. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go to Tim, UFOs. Wants to talk about UFOs in the news. Go ahead from Illinois.
Hey, Alex. Happy New Year, man.
You too, brother.
Hey, what I was thinking is this is kind of a mix of sex traffic and UFOs. What I'm thinking is with Trump, you know, closing in on all the human rights crimes and sex trafficking and all that. You got this Tom DeLonge out there that's got CIA that's they brought in to work with him. And everybody's like, well, where are they disclosing right now? You know, and I'm thinking possibly that it's a they're going to use these to block some of the things that Trump's going to bring about here coming shortly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Trump is risking his life big time, but here's the deal. They were going to bring us into total civil war, world government banning free speech, truly breaking America's back. So a lot of the people in the government and agencies aren't even angels. They just aren't for destroying everything and having everything be a hellhole. So the last phase, people finally at the edge of the cliff, or as we walk the plank, into, you know, rabies-ridden piranhas, we were drawn back from the precipice, and that's now why you see suddenly prosperity and optimism pouring back in, because we were artificially being held under the water like a beach ball. All Trump had to do was get their hands off of us. He's only got one hand off of them, and they're now trying to hold the ball under, but it's about to crest, and so they are in full panic. But we told you he was going after the pedophiles, and he did, record arrest. Now an executive order going after the foundations and groups like the Clintons that have been caught shipping in kids from different areas of the Caribbean and Latin America. And it's real. I mean, I talked to high-level CIA right after Trump got elected, and they said, no, you're dead on about Hillary. You know, they've got the info, but it's so horrible that if it's brought out, it'll destroy the country, but we're going to go ahead and try to clean it up and end it and stop it. And they're not just pedophiles. They control people with pedophilia and trafficking in children because it's so horrible they can always use it because it's so horrible no one even wants it to come out because it would just bring everything down. It would destroy the country. See, that's how they corrupt it. It's like they took over the Catholic Church with pedophiles. They know what they're doing, and then they corrupt it, then it's got to be kept secret, then they get in more of the pedophiles, more of the devil worshippers, and pretty soon they've got control. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I just...
Well, stay there. I want to get to your point about all that UFO news was obviously put out as a distraction from the Trump agenda. We'll be right back, but I want to get your take on that straight ahead. Infowars.com. Spread that link. Newswars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. They hate it when you do it. They hate it.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen. Right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Steve Pachinik was involved trying to stop the overthrow of Iran in the Mullah Revolution. He resigned out of the Carter administration, was later brought back by other administrations over whatever behind-the-scenes deals were made. It's all extremely classified. It's all Iran-Contra stuff. And Pachinik's talked about stuff here on the air where he's been called into court. The FBI's come to his house. It's been in the newspapers. And so some of the stuff he does talk about is very, very dangerous because he was running a lot of those operations with General Schumacher and General Boykin and then on into the Reagan administration and then in George Herbert Walker Bush. But he wants to talk about Iran. What's really going on there? He was against the Syria war and you know, was supportive of the Russians and the U.S. 5 years ago, making a behind-the-scenes deal, neutralizing Obama, and deciding not to back the Wahhabist. But at the same time, then it made Obama pivot and start backing Iran. So to get into whatever this grand strategy is, we'll try to break it down. Because the revolution happening in Iran right now, that Pachinik says he's not being backed by the president. He's just verbally supporting it, but is not activating people there on the ground. And that Pachinik wants to do a call on air. I basically talked just a few minutes this morning for the U.S. to get more involved. I'm going to see what he has to say about this. I don't like nation building. I don't like it. But at the same time, I know that was behind the deal stuff with some globalists and the French and others to help put the Ayatollah Khomeini in there. And so there's some real third and fourth and fifth dimensional chess stuff going on here. And I've got a pretty good idea what it is. But we'll see if Pachinik will go there. Because, see, I'm not involved with any agencies, and I've never worked for any agency. I've just studied all this, how it works. But I can see what's going on and how it's happening. The problem is I get people on that have all these security clearances and all these secrets. Then if I just say it and they even agree, then it's considered that they've just given out a national secret. That's how you get next year's news today. Because I've done my homework and I know how this works. And once you've studied it long enough, they just do the same stuff over and over and over again. And finally, when it was announced, we're going to just get rid of Christianity, bring in tens of millions of Muslims every year, break up families, sexualize children. People went, you mean Alex Jones and all these people were right? This is in the military and mid-level and the agencies and corporations. They went, really? No. Nobody's going to teach my five-year-old granddaughter how to, you know, give fellatio. No, we're not. You mean you really are putting estrogen in the water and the food? Enough people, you know, have grandkids and kids that are autistic now. Really woke Trump up. Barron got better, but lack of vitamin D in utero, fluoride in utero, and then you give them the vaccines, it can kill you. So Trump isn't trying to carry out a eugenics operation. See, the authoritarianism was sold in that there's too many people. It's going to hit 15 billion. It's projected by 2020. This is back in the 60s, out of the Royal Commission from 59, the second Royal Commission. The first Royal Commission was 49, and the entire British Empire government got behind this. That's why you hear Prince Philip talk about get rid of everybody and Prince Charles and Prince Charles's other moron son, the prince of whatever moronic idiocy he is. What's that moron's name? I forget. And that's why he shot his mouth off about get rid of the population. How about you go first? Okay, you parasite. And the decision was made to dumb everybody down and then put chemicals in the food and water to lower fertility. But it was a triple cross because they weren't really doing it to the third world. They were doing it to the West, which the globalists saw as their competition from a racist perspective, IQ and culture-wise, which I don't even really buy into, but they do. I think a lot of it is nurture, not just the nature. But you can't argue that the scientific developments and the IQs and things in Northern Europe and all that are the highest in the world. But you can argue the IQ test and all the rest of the point is they buy into all that. The decision was made. They told the mid-level white racist in people we're doing this worldwide government program to control and kill off the third world. But they really triple-crossed and began killing off everybody in the West, as you can now see, and attacking that, then bring in giant third world hordes, use them to devolve everything even faster, then get the remaining people in the West to accept the global exterminist program, and then finally wipe out the third world. But that way you wipe out the West and you wipe out the third world, and then you merge with machines and become immortal. Now, I read enough of their writings that were thinly veiled to come up with that approximation about 18 years ago, and then to sum it up in the end game 10 years ago, or 11 years ago now. And you can see that that's now been proven right. They've now announced, we are going to have AI gods. We're going to get rid of all of you. It's a good thing. You're evil. You're bad. It's kind of this existential, metaphoric thing where it's kind of like in the background, like, aren't you good? You accept you're bad and want to die, right? Yeah, we need to start aborting people, and we don't want to pay for old people, and we don't want to pay for preemies, and we need bioethics boards to get rid of everybody. And yeah, the Watson computer will decide what troops have to take care of at the VA. And, you know, that's just, it's all science. It's all computers. It's fine. We'll all get more free stuff if we kill other people that are getting too much free stuff. You idiot. You've already gone into the free stuff trap. So I told you this was their plan. Now it's here. Jack Sprat could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. So between them both, they licked the platter clean. You understand? They're going to kill everybody. And you could have two globalists left at the upper echelons of this power structure. And they would fight over the Lochnar, to use a heavy metal analogy. It's my Lochnar. No, it's mine. So you know where this devil plan goes. It's the same program that gets run on all these elites throughout history. And they always build the systems of their own destruction because they're going to finally be made whole once they do this ritual, once they get this technology, once they've knocked out all their enemies. And then all they do is build their own destruction. So that's why they're bringing out the UFO stuff and all the rest of it, which is, we know they've got aircraft for 50 years to do the stuff that these jets are seeing. And these fighter pilots are like flying 1950s technology. Yeah. And they think maybe 1960s with the avionics and stuff. And then they see the whole black budget stuff and they're like, what is that? It's making, you know, 180 degree turns and stuff because it's our technology. I'm not saying there's not other stuff out there. I know. I was going to meet at a hotel with a guy who was on the main mission for Mars, Raymond Teague, and he died. And he could never get himself. He had national letters at his house from the president. He was in covert operations in, you know, Cambodia and Laos and stuff, running high-tech stuff in Vietnam. Then he was on the main NASA mission. He was early in Vietnam. And a great guy, engineer, and he could never get it out. And then some threats and things happened, so he shut up about it. And then he would say, well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. His friends and my dad, too, and he could never get it out. But he just said, but we already know, there's a whole breakaway civilization of technology. And it's 30, 40, 50 years ahead. I mean, the SR-71 Blackbird was in service in 1955. It was developed in 1949. It's the fastest plane in the world. It looks like a spaceship. It's not the fastest plane in the world, okay? And that's why that little fat goblin over there, Trump, it's why he said, get ready for the secrets of the universe. Trump is thinking about just going, okay, here's our stuff. And we know you got a bunch of fancy stuff too, Russians and Chinese, but we're way ahead of you, so look out. We got more of the Nazis than you did. And just saying, here it is. They hit one button, everybody in North Korea would be dead in 5 minutes. And there'd be no radiation, nothing left after that. Everybody would just be dead. They've got antimatter weapons that'll blow the whole solar system up now. You know they've got weapons that'll create black holes. That's even been declassified. You know they've got fission, fusion, everything. And again, it's that Atlantis moment. Why not just tell everybody? Why not just admit it? Why not launch the space bases, do it all, stop creating slugs, stop creating weak people, stop incentivizing people to be jellyfish so a bunch of greedy globalists can have all the technology themselves because they don't want to give it to other people. You will never transcend with that type of behavior and spirit. It puts a ghost into the machine that will always make it predatory and will destroy whoever attempts it. I promise I'm going to Tim. I'm going to get into that. And Carlos and Nicholas and Jay and Scott and Marcus and Brian and everybody. Bam, bam, bam. Straight ahead. Get ready to make your points. Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it.
So, Trump has signaled this. Just revealing what's going on in the government and declassifying a lot of secret technologies, not just for warfare, but communications, energy, propulsion, you name it. A whole new renaissance if these technologies are deployed to the people, not doled out slowly to the technocracy and to communist China. And one of the crew members said of the SR-71 Blackbird, decommissioned in the 90s, developed in the late 40s, deployed in the mid-50s, isn't the fastest plane in the world, as they still claim it is. What is? And the answer is, that's highly classified, and the only people involved know about it, but we know that there's an array of space planes and other fast aircraft that go up to the edge of space and can get to the other side of the planet in about an hour and a half to drop different types of payloads. Do you use Sabo rounds? Particle beam delivery, hydrogen bomb delivery, and all sorts of other stuff. So it's pretty crazy. With half the world's defense budget in the last 80 years, 70 years or so, the United States has really, really done some interesting things. And it's all been basically taken by the globalists. Trump's trying to take that back right now. Tim, go ahead and finish your point. You wanted to say UFOs in the news recently to distract from Trump?
Yeah, Alex, I just think Trump has done so many things to shed light that the cabal's probably ready to go to a plan B or C. And they could use that in the mainstream media to outshine anything Trump does. Everything, I mean, Trump's disclosed so many things, and I know he's going to disclose more. And they need a plan B or C in the media to outshine him. And I wonder if they could be using this to draw him into it and maybe to use it against him later. Possibly if he comments on UFOs, could that become he's crazy?
I think your gut's right. It's almost like they put that out. Obviously, from a bureaucracy he doesn't control, he's only got like 5% control of the government at this point. It's already turned things around halfway. But exactly, they're leaking all this stuff, maybe trying to get him to say something about it to make him look more like he's crazy. But, you know, a bunch of presidents talked about UFOs. And that's just a fact. So we're out here in space. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a very interesting time to be alive. I appreciate your call. And, of course, Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, John Podesta, is obsessed with UFOs and aliens. He was the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. So they're all into this stuff. They know what's going on. They don't want the public to know. And that's why they're just beside themselves right now with what Trump's up to. They are so upset because they've got a big plan. And whatever it is, the devil, whatever the spirit is, whatever it is that like, they get their ideas from, build a world government, make humans obsolete, poison them, dumb them down, reduce their numbers, and then we get to live forever. And that's the plot of childhood's end. These people are crazy. All right, who's up next here? Oh, Nicholas. I noticed Nicholas was calling from Germany, so I'll go to him next, and we'll go to Carlos and others. Carlos, you're on the air. Thanks for... Nicholas first, sorry. Nicholas in Germany, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones?
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for letting me in. First of all, Merry Christmas. It's a little late for y'all. I celebrate two of them. I celebrate on the new calendar and the old calendar with the Russians. You know, there's some movies about that where the Germans set down their guns and they celebrated with the English. Well, it's all these banks that are trying to get Christians to kill each other anyways.
Well, that's right. Isn't the Russian Christmas like starts now?
Well, yeah, on the 7th, sure. And, Well, I was calling. I wanted to be humble, first of all, and thank you all for all the wonderful work you've been doing, and I hope that this new year brings health and success and every good, profitable thing. And
back at you.
Question about, and a lot of things I think I had myself. I mean, when you said that we're kind of coming out of this haze or this fog or kind of, you know, I think a lot of us, that you were spot on with that. And, I mean, there's also been, the language has somewhat been hijacked in some ways. You know, there's true multiculturalism and false multiculturalism. There's true globalism and false globalism. You know, in terms of the fact that, working with different people from, what we're trying to do, Lord willing, would be a true form, a true new renaissance.
Yeah, the international man, the international woman, real, people working together. Unilaterally, country by country, group by group, people coming in who were vetted and good and adding their great ideas and the hybrid vigor of people coming together. We need to come together, but not forcefully under the globalist control to turn us against each other artificially and then have a global system over us. Absolutely. Everything out there, the globalists are a counterfeit of. That's what their system is. You're absolutely right.
Right. Well, what I was getting at, where were we at? I know we don't have a lot of time. But you asked the questions, also for the sake of time and humility, about Mr. Comey, the tax cuts, and the companies coming back. First of all, I'm a pastor and united with the Eastern Church. And the way we see it, or the way I see it, in the West, a lot of our people think that, all these Middle Eastern countries were Islamic countries, Egypt, Syria.
They were all once Christian.
With Byzantium and our country, our beloved homeland. We helped with Standard Oil, giving the Turks Smyrna in Greece. We had the deal with Kosovo where, they bombed, and our U.S. Navy, I'm a Navy vet myself, bombed a church on Easter Sunday, and we gave that country to Muslims. Now,
and by the way, there's not a Russian conspiracy, but there is an Eastern Orthodox movement of people that see it being more Christian now and fighting Islamicism. And I'm seeing a huge move online, but in person, of people who were never associated with the Eastern Orthodox Church into it, seeing that it fought off the Islamicists in some areas, and that now that the West won't do it. So there's a migration culturally into that right now.
Well, I'm not trying to get into any dogmatic.
I'm not either. But you're a U.S. Navy veteran, you're in the Orthodox Church, or were you previously?
I'm saying that's where you're going. I mean, I'm saying I'm tempted to do that, but I'm going to try to refrain from that and talk about, Christmas, God became man so that man might become God, and the Christians that have suffered the most. A lot of these tycoons, they would like us certainly to kill each other. That's the plan: distract and kill us.
Well, that's right. And I should do a whole presentation where I explain the years that Islam spread, the last 1,400 plus years, and show how it starts in Medina, and then it spreads all over the world and takes over Christian areas and always wants more, more, more. And the Pope saying, let everybody in, give in to Islam. But he doesn't tell Islam, let Christians and Jews come into your area. No. He sells the globalist plan because he's there to destroy Christendom.
Indeed. And what's funny is a lot of people say, how do we respond to this type of charlatan, right? Because that's what he is. And I was thinking about a tactful, graceful way to respond to it. But I will have to give respect to the president of Russia. After he met with the Pope, he said, I'm not sure if that man's even a Christian. And that was it.
I remember that. He said, he's not a Christian.
That was hilarious.
The Pope is the leader of the pedophiles that took over the Catholic Church with blackmail. And his deputy pope's just been arrested for trafficking 100-plus little boys. Listen, the Pope is a devil worshiper, period. He is literally a top demon sitting in the Vatican right now. I mean, there is no doubt. Almost every Catholic I know knows that. I mean, it is unbelievable. God bless you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex G. Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Paul Joseph Watson's going to join me as we co-host in the fourth hour from London, England. He's always got a ton of really incredibly important information to cover. I wanted to make sense of what's happening over in Iran, some of the biggest protests and demonstrations, and now dozens and dozens shot by the mullahs' police that enforce the dictatorship. I don't want war with Iran. I think the Persians are great people, but they are very, very unpopular, the mullahs. But you've seen a lot of attempts at regime change. Well, Dr. Cipollini was involved way back when the country first fell and trying to reverse some of those problems. So he'll give us his expert take on that in just a moment, and we'll continue on with your phone calls. But before we go any further, we've had the biggest specials that we've ever offered. I keep saying they're the biggest ever because they keep getting bigger and bigger and better and better. But now we're maxed out because a lot of these products I make 10-15% on, which doesn't really fund our operation. But we sell so much of it then, people think they're great products because they are, then they keep buying it. But the supplements are all massively off right now. 67% off of colloidal silver, MycoZX with Floralife for this New Year's resolution for your gut health. That's 50% off when you get them together, or 33 and 25% off by themselves. Michael ZX knocks out the fungus and the mold and all that garbage, and the Floralife has the good 50 billion live cultures you know, for your intestines, because the pesticides bioaccumulate in the food and knock those out, so you need those. It really works great. InfoWarsLive.com. And when you get the products, you obviously fund the operation. It takes a lot of money to run this operation. But where can you see something that's paid off with tax cuts and sovereignty and exposing globalism and exposing political correctness? InfoWars is recognized by House Intelligence, Senate Intelligence, House Armed Services Committee hearings as the number one enemy of the globalists. I mean, that's what they say in the hearings, that we're the number one enemy. We've got to be shut down. They have executives up there saying, we censored them at lunch. We saw their story was the top story. We're censoring it right now. The London Metro, biggest paper in London, put out a child sex manual teaching people how to have sex with children, or how to give them sex toys and images of little girls masturbating and everything. That was up 2.5 days ago. We covered it today. They took it down in 30 minutes, even quicker than that. Okay, so I'm not bragging. They see us as highly disruptive to their operations. They want to just put that out and then people think it's normal and nobody challenged it. They went, whoa, it got challenged. Pull it. We see this all the time. So just like they took over the Vatican with these whole pedophile networks, that's the plan here. And that's why Pakistan, that's why Turkey's announcing sex with nine-year-olds to be legal. This is their cult. This is what they're into. This is why radical Islam and the whole globalist thing get along together, because they're a bunch of selfish, authoritarian, foaming-at-the-mouth demons, like the deputy pope who had to resign for trafficking over 100 little boys. So there's all the information for you. This is literally an army of pure scum. We don't need to dehumanize our enemy. They are the filthiest, most degenerate combine of scum the planet has ever seen. Totally selfish, totally wicked. Now I'm going to stop ranting. Thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Get an additional 10% off if you sign up for autoship. But commit today in 2018 to continue to help us and help us expand, and you will reap the benefits and the dividends of seeing this operation be beyond a burr in the saddle of the globalist. Now, joining us is Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological operations at the State Department, and of course worked in regime change in many nations. He's on record doing that. And he just joined us. He's a best-selling author, wrote some books with Tom Clancy, produced some major movies, and he's got a bunch of different degrees from Harvard, MIT. I'm not going to get into all of it, but he is an expert on Iran, Central Asia, but also the Middle East, and has met many of these leaders, from Assad's dad to you name it. And he was involved in a bunch of things with Jimmy Carter and right through with Reagan and Bush Sr. in this area, and was involved in the founding of Delta Force and that whole situation that unfolded. And so I don't know how much he can get into, but he wants to get into a lot today. So I want to just cut right to the chase, because we have limited time, about what's currently happening in Iran, and why he thinks regime change is good. He didn't support regime change in Syria, so I don't see him as a warmonger, but I want to know why he sees it as good there, and why he thinks we should back what's happening. I certainly don't back CNN, who backs the mullahs. I mean, I was more neutral. I don't like dictatorships, but I don't want to get new wars. But why did Obama back Iran so much then, and how has the calculus changed? So Dr. Steve Pachinik, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for having me on. The calculus changed very quickly when the young people of Iran. Now, you have to understand how many young people we're talking about. The Iran right now, 50% of its multimillion population, 50% are under the age of 30. You got to think about that. Of those unemployed. So you have 40% of your entire population unemployed who are below the age of 30. And what happened instead? The mullah and Ayatollah Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Khomeini, whom I had worked with and eventually ended up in his house in Iran, Khomeini and President Rouhani have both been indicted by the children on the streets as being corrupt, which is absolutely correct. And this is the first revolution I have seen that has been so effective, so spontaneous, without our intervention, because our CIA in the past, 50 years ago under Carter, they blew it. And as a result of the fact that our CIA 50 years ago, Colby and Elms and the others, didn't know anything about the fact that the Shah had a cancer of the jaw and for 4 years was treated by the French, made it typical of the problems we had running covert operations in Iran those years. Now, we don't run an effective covert operation, but what happened is a spontaneous eruption among all these young people, which resulted from one kind of software. It was called Telegraph Application, which is a highly sophisticated software developed by two Russian brothers, I believe that Gulov, Nico can look it up. And now this is literally a fight between youth and old age and senility. This is literally the fight that we've been looking for, you and I and the InfoWar warriors, between freedom, self-determination, and an arcane theological system that never had an application to Persia. Persia was never a Muslim country.
So Dr. Pacheco, just briefly, and then I'll continue on.
Sure.
What you're saying is this whole thing in the air of globalism in trouble, Hollywood in trouble, the NFL, the establishment, the Vatican, all these corrupt institutions, real revolutions in the air, and that just as we see globalism being voted out all over the world and all these new countries, Sweden, you name it, though there's been even so much troubles now talking about getting out of the EU, so many other countries doing it, you're saying this is legitimate in Iran and part of the human soul wanting to be free.
Correct. Not only is it legitimate, but it literally could be said that it's an extension of what you, I, and many others in the United States have been saying. We want freedom. They're not only calling for the overthrow of Khomeini, they're calling for the death of Khomeini and the death of Rouhani, who supposedly is a progressive prime minister. Now, this is typical of what you saw in Catalan. This is typical of what we're seeing when we're fighting pedophilia. By the way, let me add a key word. I knew the Pope Francis, who I find is despicable, as the head of the Jesuits in the late 1970s, and he worked then and collaborated with the death of the colonels who killed our nuns, three, four nuns, and tortured several of our Jesuits. At that time, I asked the Secretary of State to come down and literally try to take him out because he was a co-conspirator in the death of American nuns, and he never admitted to it. His rise to the top is the rise of collusion, despicableness, cowardliness, and the fact that the higher church is totally corrupt with pedophilia. And the Archbishop Law, who was spotlighted in the movie Spotlight, was only buried a few days ago as an honorary member of the Vatican. So you see, these institutions are going down. Similarly, the Ayatollah Khomeini, the son of Khomeini, is being brought down by the students.
This is powerful. This is a part of the global storm against tyranny. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. Critical, again, the articles, the videos, so much we haven't gotten into, so many powerful videos, powerful pieces of news are on the site we haven't even covered. Paul Watson's coming up the next hour to get to a lot of it, more of your phone calls as well. I'm going to get to you right now. Dr. Steve Pachinik, again, is somebody that was involved deeply in Iran, you know, the whole 45 years since all this has been unfolding or so, with the Shah and the cancer and the Ayatollah and all of that. What are we facing right now? What's happening over there? And why are you so excited about what's going on? And if it is a good thing, how do we support it?
I think we support it the way you've been doing it. I can't speak on behalf of the government. I think Donald Trump did a very good job when he tweeted that the people of Iran need freedom and they need food and they need jobs. I think that was an important impetus for the young people to go back into the streets. Now, you have to understand Iran is very large. And with all of these young people with 40% unemployment, thousands and thousands of young people demonstrated in the streets of Tehran, Isfahan, Mashhad. This is all over Iran using the internet and social media, and I'm sure they listen to us. They are going out and asking for the overthrow of the regime. Now, from my point of view, I would love if our covert operators or Pompeo or others, I don't want to name them, come in and help out these young people. I can't speak on their behalf, but this is the time, a key moment in history that I've been waiting for. When it happened in 2009, Obama and his ineffectual National Security Council with Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes, a novelist, foreign policy act, in other words, totally inept people, didn't really know how to respond to this. And instead, the New York Times and others have warned Trump not to say anything. I say the reverse. I say he should encourage them. I think he should say very clearly that if they are harmed in any way, there will be accountability for this. Because the regime is not a legitimate regime. It was done and overthrown thanks to the incompetence of our own people in the CIA, in the military, and elsewhere, who had no idea what was going on. For me, the reason I called you up and you were so gracious was the fact that I had waited for this for 40, 50 years to see them break out in the rural areas of Iran and say, we want Khomeini gone, dead. I mean, you don't say that normally, and not for that. You can go to prison. But what's really happening is, for the first time, that young children who are unemployed are fighting their very insecurity system called the IRG, the Iran Revolutionary Guard, which created this false corporation, which is called the Spear of the Prophet. It's nonsense. It's like the Chinese have a front company, which is run for the People's Liberation Army, and that false front takes up all the contracts, hundreds of millions of billions of dollars of foreign contracts that come into Iran, and it's never given out to any of these young people, and they've had it. This is not an ideological movement from the world movement. This is really a sui generis from Iran. It is very typical Persian. Now, I go back to the days when Mossadegh, who was the prime minister in the 50s, tried to nationalize their own oil business away from the British. And it was unfortunately Winston Churchill and the incompetent presidents that we had at the time.
Sure, Operation Ajax. What would have happened if we wouldn't have launched Operation Ajax and left us alone?
We wouldn't have had the problem of the Shah. We wouldn't have had Soleimani. We wouldn't have had all these years of killing and the wars in the Middle East with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard under Soleimani. Who, by the way, Soleimani claims he's a Muslim. He's a Jew. He knows that. He said it for a long time. There are many Muslims there who were really converted Jews in order to stay alive, particularly in the area of Isfahan, which is an ancient city.
Sure. Well, let's expand on that. Is it true that Israel's been greenlighted by Trump to take out the head of the Iranian National Guard?
Well, I don't know that. I mean, honestly, I don't think Israel could take out the head of the National Guard. I think Israel right now, quite frankly, has its own internal problem, which is the reverse of what's happening in Iran. Bibi is totally impotent because he is politically and judicially incarcerated. He's been indicted for corruption. And unlike any other country in the world, Israel has no problems indicting, convicting, and sending to prison their prime minister. And that's where Bibi is.
Yeah, they do it all the time. Let me raise this point to you. Geopolitically, the different players right now, just pulling back from this, what are you expecting to see with North Korea? What are you expecting to see with the things that are going on with Israel? The latest on Syria, McMaster reportedly trying to reconstitute some ISIS people that Trump reportedly doesn't even know about in areas of Syria to rebrand them because they want to still break up Syria. How's all that going?
None of that's going to happen. McMaster's in the White House. I think he's got that's what he's going to do. It's wrong. He knows he's heading in for self-destruction. That won't happen. That's not going to happen. Syria is reconstituted without McMaster and actually without America. As I said to you months ago, and I warned years ago on your show, we would lose that war in Syria, and we did. And thanks to you, Syria, Bashar, and the Russians are taking over. McMaster has no influence whatsoever. So Russia will take over along with Syria, along with Israel, along with the Sunni countries. They're coming in and to reconstitute the country of Syria.
Sure, by the way, nothing against the tank commander, but I've read his writings. They don't seem very sophisticated. How is this a chief strategist in the White House if he's a tank driver?
Well, let me put it this way. I've been disappointed. I don't think he has the psychological insights that he needed. I've trained many soldiers at Fort McNair. in Washington, D.C., for the most part, I find that in the military and all of our element, all of our units in all the military, other than in Delta Force and Special Forces, they have zero training in psychology, zero training in national character, zero training in knowing how to manipulate psychological variables or national variables. So the military is deficient in a very important element of world dynamics, which is psychopolitical dynamics and national character. Yet we have 18 different intelligence units which are spending billions of dollars and still have no idea of predictive capacity, whereas you and I can predict what's going to happen. Russia will take over Syria. The Turks will come in and rebuild along with Russia. The United States will be secondary. We moved into Africa, which I think is a very big mistake. And the reason...
Sure, let me ask this question. Why did Obama back Iran, and we now know, help them run drugs and money laundering for a resupply operation of weapons? I mean, it's one thing to let the Contras, you know, to fight the Contras or have the Contras fight the Sandinistas to let them sell drugs in the U.S., which is terrible and horrible. But let the Hezbollah sell drugs in the United States for Iran? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, it's not only crazy. It's very consistent with John Brennan and Obama. Remember what I said. Obama was the black baby of the CIA. He was never in anything else other than an operation in a very ineffectual way, very poorly trained. His background is a total lie. I mean, he says he went to Columbia, never went to Columbia, went to Occidental College, which is a CIA repository for ex-agents, and went on to Harvard Affirmative Action. He basically was not bright. He basically was not highly tutored. The irony was he sounded as if he were bright, and he had a lot of the words. But between Brennan, him, and the Catholics in Action, we had a very stupid, corrupt organization. The truth of the matter is Hezbollah, run by Nasrallah, whom I've known about, and I've worked against Hezbollah and with Hezbollah, are far smarter than our people in the White House. As a matter of fact, with Hezbollah members, they offered me the opportunity to work with their fruit shops and all of their other underground private enterprises, which had nothing to do with drugs. And I warned the Israelis, would you like to meet the Hezbollah? And Israelis were afraid. They had no idea. And I warned the Israelis, you go up against Hezbollah, you're going to lose 30-1 men every time you go up. And the Israelis went into southern Lebanon.
And that happened.
Lost 166.
Folks, so the time we have then, okay, well then, but that's who the Iranian youth are up against in their own country. The Persians are more organized. I mean, it sounds like a suicide mission for them.
Well, you know, every revolution, including yours, mine, and our founding fathers, was basically a suicide mission or a mission where we had to put our lives on the line. That's why it's called the revolution. And evolution means we're going to transfer the power very nicely. In the case of Iran, there will be violence. There is no other way around it. There was violence when they came in under Mossadegh. When the Shah of Iran was put in, there was violence when the Ayatollah Khamenei came in, you know, overthrew our embassy. There was violence now when we're overthrow. Hopefully we can overthrow Ayatollah Khamenei and Rouhani and the IRG because they are totally corrupt. Now, if Trump is behind this, I would hope that he would send the proper individuals, and that's not necessarily McMaster's, that would be somebody like Pompeo and others who they could trust to help all these.
You know, all right, Doc, thank you so much. StepeChanik.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Let's go to the break. We'll be right back.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.